In 1986, the issue of K&R insurance was debated in Parliament, which passed the motion expressing concern. There was even talk of working through European institutions to impose a ban on K&R insurance throughout the European Union. Recognizing that its existence was under threat, the security industry rallied, arguing that since the policies were kept secret, it was clear that people were not being kidnapped because they had insurance. Rather, they were being taken hostage because they had resources, and banning insurance would not change this. Since the policies only provided reimbursement and were always written for amounts less than the net worth of the policyholder, the industry also argued that insurance did not drive up the amount of payment. What's more, the industry pointed out that the availability of K&R insurance helped international businesses to manage risk, which in turn allowed companies, including British and European companies, to operate in dangerous environments while exercising appropriate duty of care toward their employees. While the British and European debate eventually wound down without new legislation being introduced, individual countries throughout the world continued to wrestle with how best to respond to kidnapping. Italy, for example, passed a law in 1991 that banned the payment of ransom and the sale of K&R insurance. One consequence was that the families of kidnapped Italian citizens simply stopped reporting the crimes to the authorities. Meanwhile, Colombia banned ransom payments, then unbanned, then banned them again. Spain operates a very different policy, where its intelligence services are told to bring hostages home at all costs. Because of its willingness to pay, the country has a tremendous record of success.